This is the sixth Sunday of Easter. Easter is all about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have 50 days to celebrate that. And this is the sixth in part of my message series, which is all about joy, because we are supposed to be joyful because of the resurrection. And we're supposed to be in touch with that joy every single day. So I'll ask you again, I asked you this 4 weeks ago, this past week, when you were shopping in Wegmans, diapering the baby, making dinner, doing the wash, were you overcome with Easter joy? I don't see a lot of people saying anything. But that's what the prayer says. That's what the prayer says, the preface. You'll hear it today. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy. So the church is saying, if we really believe, if we really recognize the greatness of this action of the resurrection, we should have joy, joy that overflows. Well, I'm going to ask you another question, and this is the second line of the preface, which again you will hear today. It says, because of Easter, the resurrection, Christians everywhere are exulting in God's praises. Exulting in God's praises. So that word exult means to be extremely joyful, not just joyful, but extremely joyful. And the word exult itself from the Latin means this. I'm going to demonstrate what it means. That's what it means, to leap up. So I'm going to ask you this. This past week, while you were in Wegmans doing the laundry, whatever, did you just suddenly leap up in joy? Can you imagine that what would change in this church if people saw us doing that, then came up to us and said, "What are you doing?" And we're saying, "I'm leaping up in joy because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ." But there's the question, do we really believe Jesus rose from the dead for us and that we have all these fruits as a result of it? Or, especially maybe for us cradle Catholics, is it something, yeah, it's a dogma, I believe in it, I believe that I will be resurrected one day too, but that's the end of it. Do we show the joy of Easter in our hearts, in our faces? And if we do show that joy, it means that we're connected with the Holy Trinity, because joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, meaning that if we have joy in our lives, we're connected to the joy of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We have a synchronicity with the Holy Trinity. So if we have that joy, it's because we're connected. If we don't have it, there's some connection problems. And joy also makes us generous. We want to share the good news of salvation. And as we've heard through the readings over the last 6 weeks, we get all these wonderful gifts as a result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and through the sacraments. So, for example, through baptism, which is based on the resurrection, new life in Jesus Christ, we become children of God. Does that excite us? Does that fill us with joy? Is that something we talk about with other people? I am a child of God. And if you know children, and we've all been children, and we see kids, kids are so willing to please. When they do something, they come up to mom and dad and say, "Hey, look what I've done." And how do the parents respond? "That's wonderful. That's God. That's God. He delights in us as his children. He says, surprise me." Because he loves us so much as his children. And he wants us to flourish. He wants us to do great things, not to say, "Oh, geez, I don't know what God would think about that. He might not love." No, that's not God. That's the devil. God is saying, try it. If you know it's good, try it. Practice it. See how it goes. Because we are children of God. And that's not just some dogma, again, some teaching. It is true. But if it doesn't filter down into our lives, into our hearts, into our actions, into our faces, will people believe that we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? So I've said again and again over the last few weeks, joy is something we have to practice. We have to practice it. It's kind of like, well, for those of you who are older, I think most of us are older here, so you probably all know this one, to prime the pump. You know, you had to put some water in the pump to get it going. We have to do that with joy. So I'll just throw this out. You don't have to do it. Don't tell the bishop. But next week sometime, just leap up. Practice leaping. I know it's hard for us older. My knees are not great. But then just do it from the knees up. But it's a way of practicing what we say we believe. And today's readings, we get some more overflowings from the resurrection that directly come from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So Peter goes to the house of some pagans, some Gentiles, and suddenly the Holy Spirit comes upon them. He didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to deserve it, but the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they're speaking in tongues. There's another gift of the Holy Spirit, not a fruit, but a gift. But it's something the Holy Spirit wants to give us if we're open to it. And there are speaking in tongues. There's also praying in tongues. You can read up about that. But these are real gifts from the Holy Spirit. And these people got it as a direct result of their faith in Jesus Christ. Even before they were baptized, they got the Holy Spirit. There again, the Holy Spirit, if we wanted to tell somebody about the gifts of the Holy Spirit or the fruits of the Holy Spirit, could we do that? Could we talk about the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? How is the Holy Spirit truly God, part of the Trinity? How do we relate to the Holy Spirit? Because this is another gift that should fill us with joy as a result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So right there, if you want, you can talk about, you can go do some research on the Holy Spirit. And the download, a worksheet, talks about that. What do you know about the Holy Spirit? What could you say about the Holy Spirit? And then Jesus says something that is amazing. He says, I no longer call you slaves. I call you friends. Now think, this is God. God saying, if you obey my commandments, you are my friends. Now, again, here's the Almighty God saying to us, if you're with me, you do my work, you are my friends. Maybe that's what we should put on a motto over our fireplaces or whatever. I am a friend of God. Not because I've done anything to deserve it, but because that's what God wants for me, to be a friend, for all of us to be friends of God. So does that fill us with joy? Wow, I'm a friend of God. Again, imagine bringing that up in a conversation out of the blue. Geez, you know, I'm a friend of God. Now, people might go, okay, and then we could talk about it. But do all these things I've been talking about today, and we'll continue to talk about through Pentecost, do they fill us with any kind of joy? It's not a feeling. It's not a passing sense of happiness. But there's something that pops up in us every once in a while that says, wow, God, you really love me. You did this for me, and you continue to shower me with gifts. And if I ask for them, you'll give me even more gifts so that we can be on fire and show the joy of the gospel to the world. So the resurrection is for us, those of us celebrating it today in this room, but the joy of Easter is not something we can keep to ourselves. In fact, if we do, we don't really have that joy. You know as well as I do that if something great happens in your life, you don't keep it to yourself. You say, oh, wow, look at this. Look what happened to me. You show the joy. Deacon Ed knows that. He's got all these grandchildren being born now. Are you joyful, Ed? Okay. There you go. But that's the kind of joy that we're supposed to have. And then take it out into the world. Take it out into the world and share that with people. We Catholics, we have all these great teachings and sacraments. But do we actually talk about them? Do we actually talk about Jesus, who is at the root of it all, the foundation of it all? And there are so many people living in darkness and fear and anxiety and stress and distress, and we can bring them comfort through the gospel message. So we've been given these great gifts not to keep to ourselves, but again, to practice the joy and then take the practice of joy out into the world so that we can be the disciples that we were called to be. If you look at Peter, he underwent a huge transformation when he realized Jesus truly rose from the dead. Same with all the apostles. Same with Paul, who was a persecutor of the church. He underwent a great transformation. And nothing after their transformations was too good for the Lord. So they gave their lives in service to the Lord. So there again, Jesus says, there's no greater love than giving your life for your brothers and sisters. And physically, we probably won't have to do that, but can we do it in a way that really shares our convictions, our beliefs, and not worry about how it's going to be received, but do it because we truly believe it and because we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the gospel message. That's the Easter message. That's why we should be overcome with joy, why we should be exulting in the Lord's praises because of what God has done for us. So God has done all this for us. What are we going to do for God and for our brothers and sisters as a way of saying, thank you, God. Thank you for what you have done and continue to do for me out of love for me. And together let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten.